An annual fiscal health outlook by state ranks Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Delaware solidly in the second tier. Let's make sense of the numbers with study author Eileen Norcross, senior research fellow with the Mercatus Center at George Mason University and director of its state and local policy project. Eileen, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Let's see here. Delaware 38, Pennsylvania right behind, and New Jersey, very close to the bottom, ranked number 48th. What are some of the variables that account for these ratings?
Well, we looked at the short term and the long term. And in the case of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, they don't do so well in both cases. They have low levels of cash, which means there's not enough cash on hand to cover, let's say, a recession. And they have long term debts that have been piling up. They have large pension liabilities, unfunded pension liabilities, and they use a lot of debt finance and have large long term liabilities.
Why don't we look at Puerto Rico as the standard for how bad things can get? Are these states in our region vulnerable to that extent?
In the sense that I think if you engage in a lot of irresponsible deficit financing over a long period of time, that certainly puts you in a bad position. But unlike Puerto Rico, these are states with much stronger economies. They have not taken on the same levels of debt that Puerto Rico has. So some of the practices, I think, need to be examined. Puerto Rico also has deeply underfunded pensions. It has had a practice of using budget gimmicks to solve short-term problems. And in some of the bottom-ranked states, we see some of those same behaviors.
So practices include accounting practices.
Accounting practices that don't tell us the full size of the liabilities in the case of pensions, and also the usage of debt to cover shortfalls, which is not a great practice.
To what extent are these rankings volatile from year to year?
In the case of the bottom states, I don't think there's a lot of volatility because these are states that have had structural issues for a long time. They've had a hard time balancing their budgets. They've had a hard time bolstering those rainy day funds, and they have ongoing pension problems. At the top of the rankings, we've got states that are highly reliant on oil revenues. And although they do well in this ranking, shortly after these reports came out, oil prices fell. And going forward, it'll be interesting to see how they fare. So the extent to which a state is reliant on volatile revenues, that could affect their short-term fiscal health.
So you're not proposing that we should all pack up and move to Alaska?
No. In fact, the numbers are a little misleading for Alaska because although they have a lot of money on paper, a lot of that is locked up in their permanent fund. And right now they're struggling with a budget deficit. So it is important to look behind some of these numbers and see whether they can access some of this cash.
Is there a correlation between aspects of personal financial well-being and this report ranking? In other words, if you can live in New Jersey, does that inordinately mean you're not going to feel secure about your own finances?
Well, I think that taxpayers are well to pay attention. These are states, I think, both in the case of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and some of the bottom-ranked states, where they're going to have to make some difficult choices in the coming years. How are they going to fund pensions? Are there going to be budget cuts, or is this going to come out of higher taxes? These kind of trade-offs are real, so that could, in fact, affect the fiscal well-being of residents in the future.
Can we look at the states as an aggregate and make sense of where the nation's economy is going?
It's hard to say because this study does look into the particular finances of states, but I think that in general, post-recession, some states have come out of that a little more strongly than others. Their revenues are going up, and they're able to balance their budgets, whereas the states that were in a bad shape before the recession really have not gotten out of that, and that's due to that sort of long-term habit of taking on debt, not paying long-term obligations.
Who's most apt to use the numbers you've generated and toward what end?
I'm hoping they're used by both policymakers and the public to really strike up a conversation on the extent to which we can get a really quick understanding of state fiscal health. The states put out these reports. No one's going to sit down and read a 200-page audited report, and I'm hoping this study makes those audits better and makes the data more accessible to the public.
Eileen Norcross is Senior Research Fellow with the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, also Director of its State and Local Policy Project.